Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, and I what of Israel, who was forced to come to the United States because of threats against his life, because he was getting a little bit too close to the truth. Well, Barry, he comes on to keep us abreast of what's happening in the Holy Land. Barry, what's going on in Israel today?
Yeah, well, this week I'm not going to discuss things that are in any way personal, because what happened this week is, well, my goodness, Mohammed Morsi, the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, was declared president of Egypt. Don't underestimate this. No matter if the military have restricted his powers and all this baloney, the fact is the people spoke in Egypt and they spoke against the peace treaty with Israel. They're going to cancel this thing. And, the only thing between a terrible new enemy, new old enemy, Egypt, and peace is the military. And all I can say is the world has changed for Egypt, for Israel. The whole business of Sadat coming to Jerusalem, wooing the people. We signed an agreement that, well, we only give up the Sinai Peninsula, every last inch of it, with all of that, including the oil fields, by the way, with all of that signifies, is gone. It was extreme. People underestimate the fact that the Egyptians held an election, and the on Thursday evening of last week, Mohammed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood is now the president of Egypt. I don't know why this is. Look, there's a kind of irony here. Morsi's opponent, chief opponent, who lost by a percent or something, he and his supporters announced that without American support for Morsi, he would never have become the president. Now, I didn't know what they mean, but that was an official announcement that it was the Americans who put Morsi into power. You know, the Egyptians might not know the details, and they might even not, well, know who George Soros and the crisis group is, but they do know Mohammed El-Baridi, who arrived in Egypt to negotiate for the Muslim Brotherhood after being banned from the country for over a decade. Well, that came from, Soros, his anti-corruption, so-called corruption group, had a big say in putting Mohammed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood in power in Egypt. And we won't dive into it, but the opponents of the winner are saying it. Now, I want to stick with what's going on, because it's not corruption right now. It's worldwide preparation for war is taking place. You know, did you know that Vladimir Putin was in Jerusalem a few days ago?
I'm not certain. No, I wasn't aware of the fact he was there.
Well, you are now. He met with Netanyahu, and then he went on to the rest of the region. Look, again, I wasn't in the boardrooms, but the fact of the matter is the Russians are getting really involved in the region vis-a-vis Syria. Now, I'm going to give you just, if you didn't hear about the Putin visit, get ready for the war games coming up in Syria. Now, I guess, you know, it's kind of vague. It'll be this week or next. But the Iranian, Russian, Chinese, and Syrian armies are going to stage joint amphibious exercises in Syria. And this was announced, today is Wednesday. This was announced just on Monday. Now, according to informed sources. I don't even like to use that. But if this turns out to be true, the informed forces tell us that ground, air, sea forces, as well as air defense and missile units of the four countries will take part in the exercises. Now, more scary for other reasons, apparently Egypt has acceded to grant passage to 12 Chinese warships through the Suez Canal. So somehow the Egyptians are, aiding and abetting what has to be, the Chinese, Russian, Iranian, the goal of saving Assad and the old-fashioned Syrian regime that's really going up in smoke. And a lot of people are dying to get Assad out. These people are coming in to make sure he stays in. The reports have Russian atomic submarines, warships, aircraft carriers, mine-clearing destroyers. The works are coming to Syria. And look, I don't want to exaggerate that Putin coming to Jerusalem just before the Russian forces are going to be training in Syria. There are all kinds of contradictions in there, you know? I mean, major stuff. What we're talking about are war games with 400 jet planes, 1,000 tanks. The real thing, the opposition to the Syrian revolt. And by the way, it's more than a Syrian revolt. It was aided and abetted by our side. The point is the Iranian, Russian, and Chinese armies are going to try and protect Assad, Syria. Meanwhile, Putin's in Jerusalem, and who knows what could he have said about this?
Well, I, of course, believe nothing as it appears to be. I believe that the United States is behind bringing the Muslim Brotherhood to power in Egypt. I'm sure we're going to bring it to power in Libya and in Tunisia, and we've already brought the modified form of the Muslim Brotherhood to power in Turkey and in Lebanon. That whole area is going to unite behind the Muslim Brotherhood, created by our intelligence agencies in 1928, the best enemy money could buy. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase a medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and Barry is pointing out that there's going to be massive war games involving Russia and China and Iran and Syria in the coming weeks there in Syria. And, of course, the United States is fomenting a civil war there. We have troops in both Jordan and in Turkey, Special Forces troops, training al-Qaeda revolutionaries. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're training al-Qaeda. We're working with al-Qaeda. We've financed al-Qaeda. Their units in Bosnia and in Serbia and in Chechnya and in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya. And we're finding out, Kayla, in Afghanistan today, all 50 members. What's wrong with this picture? Why, simply, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. Everything is staged. Where is this leading? Well, let's get Barry Shamish's view of what's going to happen over there. Certainly, war games in the middle of a civil war being fomented by the United States. You have to question, where is it all going to end up? How is it going to end up, Barry?
Well, I've been reading the Army this week. I've been getting my information right from the IDF. Now, I'm going to start with a little public speech by Brigadier General Ayel Zamir. He's head of the IDF's Ground Force Command, in other words, the infantry. He gave a little talk where he said that, well, there's going to be another war. That came from Brigadier General Zamir, but he says the next war will not be similar, and then he uses in any way, shape, or form to the Second Lebanon War in 2006. If you recall that, Israel got caught in a missile war, which it lost. Northern Israel was abandoned for weeks on end. Well, he says that's not going to happen this time because we're smarter. Now, look, even sending that message publicly is desperation. But he goes on to say that, yes, the enemy has shifted its strategy. They're into counter warfare now, and they've amassed a formidable missile threat at every level that is designed to strike at our population centers and destroy our combat platforms. Now, that is quite an admission, and I've been saying this, well, ever since Gaza was evacuated, that's when the real missile war began. Now, although there was one previous, it got better after Gush Katif was abandoned. Now, what does General Zamir promise us He says, our answer is to implement a decisive maneuver that will result in victory. Now, what he's saying, it's got to be, it can't go on for weeks on end. It's got to end in a day or two. But the enemy is aware of our plans and has built very powerful defense envelopes. Therefore, we have to prepare a maneuver capable of destroying the envelopes before they penetrate deep into Israel. Now, look, that's not an optimistic report from the chief of infantry of the IDF. That's a very scared report. Look, it's easier said than done. Heck, they've got an envelope, we'll destroy it. The fact is they have not been destroying it. They've been losing wars. And that's why he brought up Lebanon 2006, because Israel lost that war. And, well, the war in Gaza in 2009, Israel could have won that war, but Israel, we're going to go into this. The army itself says that Israel responds with ballerina steps. Now, I'm going to dive deep into the IDF's, they have a report. It's called IsraelDefense.com. If you can find it on the web. Now look, they are really, really critical in a way that I haven't seen. Let me read what the actual IDF is writing about itself. All right. Now this again is from this week. Well, what they said is that because Israel and the IDF has not used its power to stop the rockets and missiles and mortars, the conclusion this report offers is the terrorists understand that Israel is bent low, is low-spirited, and the increased activity that they instigated, they're not afraid of retaliation. By the way, I've been saying that for as long as I can remember as well, but I was in an army that had the initiative. What we've now got in Israel is an army that's lost the initiative. And look at this quote from the IDF, well, from IsraelDefense.com. That's the IDF's watchdog. Quote, Israel is scared of its own shadow. All right, this is not the way a country with a strong army behaves, or any country that seeks to live. And this, excuse me, and this continues. When an advanced army responds in a shameful manner, it provides confidence to the enemy. This will cost us much. Remember, this is the IDF talking. I don't want to state that too obviously, but what they're saying is that Israel is not responding to threats to it, and the enemy knows it, and it's working to their advantage, coming from the IDF. Are we ready for more?
We are ready for more. As far as I'm concerned, the only reason that Israel lost the 1966 war in Lebanon, 1996, the war in Lebanon, was because America wouldn't let them win. We forced them.
No, Israel lost because it lost. I believe it was 2006.
Right.
You're talking about the war with Lebanon.
Right.
Whatever America told Israel to do or not to do, right. You do have an IDF, and it wasn't ready. It made mistakes. It cost 155 soldiers, mostly due to errors. No, the IDF was very, very low in 2006, and it lost the war. And this is the IDF criticizing itself. Look, I'm going to go through some of the criticisms from within the IDF to let you know how scared they are. What you've got is a situation of constant errors that's costing the country the lives of its soldiers. Now, they did a report that they call a sequence of failures. Now, it's boring, and I can't make it fascinating, but this report is lengthy, and it is coming from within the IDF. What they're talking, what they're saying is that the errors within the IDF have not been modified because the politicians are becoming terrified of investigating committees. I don't even know if that's the exact answer. I think it's a guess. But neither here nor there. Let's look at some of the errors of recent errors of the IDF and why it will be at a terrific disadvantage when hostilities break out. Now, first of all, I spoke about this, I guess, 2 weeks ago with you. There was a terror attack from Egypt. It killed an Israeli soldier, and Israel responded by bombing Hamas. That led to over 200 rocket attacks on Israel. A first-class mess, and what they're saying is that the missiles and what the IDF is saying is we should have put our fence completely around the Sinai so that terrorists couldn't go into the Sinai, get armed, come back. Everything that's going on right now in Israel is because the Sinai and Gaza, in effect, don't have a border. It may involve tunnels, but everything gets through. Everything. Nothing is stopped. There are taxes. And there are Hamas tax agents watching every watching every stream coming from Egypt. My memory isn't what it used to be, and I'll apologize for that. But what they're saying is that Egypt and Gaza have no restrictions whatsoever, and what this is involving is Hamas terrorists attacking Israeli soldiers along a route I knew well. As a soldier patrolled this route, it's about 200 miles long, and it doesn't have a fence. Now, when Israel decided to leave Gaza, and believe me, it wasn't Israel who decided, but that's the second issue. They knew that there was going to be an open border between Egypt and Gaza, and they got it. And their decision was to build 240 kilometers a fence, a very smart fence with all kinds of radar and cameras. This was going to prevent the fate of a country with, open borders. Open borders. Listen, I patrolled. There were only three. Listen, I'm giving away a military secret right now. I know that road. I did my reserve duty up and down that road. There are only three divisions that guard that road. We all have about 70 kilometers to patrol. You see us coming. If you want to cross the border for any reason, it's no problem. You can see us miles away. And I often wondered about that, by the way. The fact is that the Israeli people have, and this army, have decided to put up a fence finally. And the reasons are, one, Egypt is gone, and I can't begin to stress that enough. With the election of the Muhammad of the Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt is gone. Get it into your heads, people. a major event took place just a few days ago when the, again, we don't know how much leeway the military will give the president, but the president wants to break the treaty with Israel. And half of Egypt voted for him. That's one problem, and that's why they decided to put up the tent, the fence, which is going to cost, if it had been put up in 2005, it would have been a tenth the price. Now, the second issue, you think America's got a problem with illegal immigrants? You should see what Israel has got in Tel Aviv. You wouldn't recognize Tel Aviv anymore. You've got hundreds of thousands of Sudanese. You've got yourself a first-class African ghetto in Tel Aviv, and you dare not walk it after dark. It's a dangerous little ghetto, and it's also just filled with illegal migrants from Africa. And the Israeli, again, people... Look, from the beginning, they knew if they're illegally... Oops, I hear the music.
Hold up, Terry. We'll be back in just a moment with Terry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning is very shamish. And Barry, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they get your books, how they get to your PayPal site? Go ahead.
Sure. My books are at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. When you get in there, you'll see a search box right in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. My website is barrychamish.com, and there is a PayPal button on the main page. Well, what the heck? You could also have my address on the main page. If you donate, I will respond in kind. And if you want to join my email list, it's on the website, barrychamish.com. All right, well, first of all, I do want to add that we're doing this interview on a day that Fort Collins, where the radio station is headquartered, is right in the path of a giant fire. Meanwhile, where I live in Florida, we're swimming. That's all. Just so you know that I recognize these are very unusual times. All right, now let us go back. Let us go back to the IDF criticizing itself. These guys are afraid. On the one hand, the criticism is justified. On the other hand, they're afraid of an attack from Egypt because a fence hasn't been built. And the illegal immigrants is the issue that woke people up to the lack of a protection from Egypt anymore. It doesn't exist. The Egyptian army is, they're supposedly keeping peace, but their government doesn't want this peace. Now, let us go on again. This is from IsraelDefense.com at the IDF criticizing itself, and you've got yourself. Look, we spoke about the I would consider. Well, how would you like 200 missiles aimed at your town? That's what happened just a couple of weeks ago. And what the IDF is saying is that, Hamas and there are others like the Islamic Jihad and the Palestinian Resistance Committees, they all have rockets and mortars. But we ain't seen nothing yet. That's the message. What they did in this latest attack was fire nothing but harassing shells and rockets aimed at the outskirts of various towns. This was on purpose. They didn't want to push. I guess the IDF gets mad when the insides or the downtowns of Ashkelon or Be'er Sheva or whatever get hit. The IDF will hit back hard. So what they're saying is the IDF will allow fire so long as it's not where the density of population could cause lots of casualties. So if you aim at the outskirts, the IDF will do nothing. They'll put up with it. And again, this is one of the ballerina steps that the IDF has taken in trying to protect its army. It means that the people with rockets aren't afraid to shoot them. There's no retaliation. And again, I know I'm repeating this. This criticism, which I've been saying it doesn't matter for how long, is now being brought to the public in Israel. The IDF doesn't like the policy of ballerina steps. Now, that's criticism number one, that they left the South. Well, they've left it to illegal migrants, terrorists all along the Sinai border, and, of course, rockets from within Gaza. The Israeli South was abandoned by its army. I mean, and by the way, I know that. I'm using their words, but I know that. What you have in the South is a place you don't want to move to. There are rockets in the air by the hundreds in 2 days. That's how serious life is. If you go to the South, it's been lost. Lost. Now let's look. More criticisms, okay? Long report. CBRN kits, chemical, biological, radioactive, and nuclear, whatever a CBRN kit, it's a gas mask. They are furious that less than half the children in Israel have a gas mask. It's all budgetary, they claim, but the fact remains is when a war breaks out, if chemical, biological, or nuclear warheads land, well, half the children of Israel, those half have no protection whatsoever. And by the way, a gas mask is only good for so long. In a prolonged war, you have to redistribute them. The fact, well, there's a bottom part that you have to redistribute them to make them fresh again. But the fact is that in Israel, they have it. They know it's coming. They know there are going to be gas attacks. They know they could be biological attacks. They're terrified that when Assad falls, all of his missile technology will go to Hezbollah. And yet, they don't have the budget for gas masks. Now, look, I'm going to quote them again, all right? If citizens storm the refreshment stations, very bad translation, in the event of war, there are insufficient kits for everyone. And they ask, what could be worse than that? If the people are unprotected against a chemical attack, that means gas, they are going to riot before they die. In other words, this is not just, you know, a setback. Israel didn't give out gas masks to its people. And I'm just going to go on with their failures. Again, I know I'm repeating, but these aren't mine anymore. This is coming up from the IDF. I didn't even know about the latest in gunpowder from China. All right, in this critique, the Israel military industries used to make the gunpowder because it's a strategic factory. But to save money, Israel has been buying gunpowder from China. Now, all is fine and dandy, I suppose, if you want to buy the cheapest gunpowder. But again, in the case of a war, China doesn't give you the gunpowder. And don't forget, China is up there in Syria trying to protect Assad, and it's getting very messy. You want the IMA, the Israel military industries, to be open, or you won't have gunpowder in a war. So this is what the IDF has decided. Oh, we'll wait till after the commercial.
Right, we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Stammer.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is calling Barry Shamish. Barry, you pick up the story.
All right. For those who remember, Israel is getting its gunpowder from China, but because it's a strategic industry, the old source, Israel Military Industries, are keeping people on staff at the same salary. What Israel is doing is buying cheaper gunpowder and paying for nothing. These workers don't do anything, but they're getting paid because in the event of war, Israel has to have gunpowder. Look, we're digging into the fear of, well, what this report says is that Israel is just run like a badly budgeted grocery store. All of these failures. Southern Israel has been effectively lost. If you had a home in Ashkelon or Be'er Sheva, you live in terror of the next rocket attack. That loss came from, well, the Israeli government. I won't describe. I have a book called Bye Bye Gaza. It's at lulu.com. Read that if you just want a description of what the IDF is finally admitting to. Not enough gas masks, overpaying for gunpowder, no fence against Egypt. Egypt has just become a Muslim Brotherhood country, and we have no defense. All of this is coming to a head. This is all incompetence, all right? And look at what we're up against. Here I'm going to quote an old friend of mine, Aaron Klein. This is his report, and he's a very careful guy. Boy, to get him to go out on a limb really meant a lot of stretching of his tolerance. So he's a very careful writer. He writes an article that at least 16 Palestinians are imprisoned for selling property to Jews. And by the way, this gets more serious because under the framework of the Palestinian Authority's legal system, selling land to Jews is considered a capital offense. These guys could be executed for this. Now, look, in as much as you can fight against Israel's policy, the fact is if an Arab wants to move anywhere in the country, he's allowed to. And the real estate agent that sold him the land isn't going to end up in prison awaiting execution. And by the way, this goes a long ways to explaining what's going on. Look, these land deals were legal, and the Arabs owned the land, and they were paid legally. But now they may pay with their life. The fact of the matter is, no Jew can buy any land in the West Bank or the Palestinian Authority, whereas an Arab has the right to do it anywhere in Israel. It's not fair. I mean, the game is rigged, but that is the game. Now, here is where I'm going to do a personal story. I think it's... Next item Daisy Stern, Dr. Daisy Stern, is on my radio show, and she was on there just a week ago, and she was talking about a certain head of Yesha, of Judean Samaria, named Zev Hever, and she quoted a movie called The Spies, Hameraglim, The Spies, which, well, it essentially did my work 2 years later, and they exposed that the actual political representatives of Judea and Samaria were working for the enemy. They were infiltrated by the government, and one of the worst was Zev Hever. Well, Zev Hever this week had his tires slashed. Let's put it this way. They call it price tag vandalism, that if you're betraying your people, it's not free of charge. And by the way, this is minor compared to what the Palestinians do, where Zev Hever would have been strung up. A few slashed tires is just irritating, but you've got all these. Now, by the way, I'm going to say that Daisy Stearns may have had some effect on this decision, but you've got all the Judean Samaria leaders, and they haven't been the leaders of anybody for many, many years. And again, once you can't get a quarter of a million people out for the evacuation of Judean Samaria like you did for Gaza. The leadership isn't in that direction anymore, and the people, for some reason, mostly follow the leaders. But this week, the leaders, the rabbis, the leaders, they're all saying that this path to violence, here's a quote, can lead to a cause being lost. Yeah, real, it's grave and shameful what you've got. And that's from the chairman of the Samaria Regional Council. What you've got are all kinds of people who understand that their leadership is selling them out once again. They know the game. At least they know a few of the rules of the game, and they know that they're being sold out by their very own leaders who've been bought by the government and sometimes blackmailed, but they're, well, you've got a real, well, I would say very frightened leadership of Judea and Samaria saying cut out the violence, especially against us.
Talk but is not going to solve the problem, Barry. I share your concern. I believe that war is coming. Difficult times lie ahead for the people of Israel. As I believe difficult times lie ahead for the people of America, people have no idea what's coming. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. You got it. Bye, all.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think what Barry is pointing out is there's going to be a war in the Near East. We're not talking about that. All we're more concerned about the National Basketball Association, and we're more concerned about certainly what's happening with the baseball and the coming football season. You see, they control our reality. They control the media. They focus our attention on what's going on back at Penn State with the assistant football coach there, and the major events of the world are totally ignored because the media is controlled. And I believe we're going to find America involved in another war, whether it'll be in the Near East, the Middle East, I don't know. But I do know one thing, and that is that we have created the Muslim Brotherhood, covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The devil's game, and it is the devil's game when you create the best enemy your money could buy, and then you send your men off to fight in no-win wars. Or maybe you end up winning the war, as we did with World War II, while American corporations and American banks financed the Nazis all during the war. And if you haven't, of course, read our material on this, because you need to get Wall Street and the rise of Hitler, America's Nazi secret, the power elite and the secret Nazi plan, they're all available from Radio Liberty, and so many of the books will tell you what's really going on that are actively suppressed. Because almost all of the major publishing houses in the United States are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you should. It's inexpensive, and if you don't want to put the money out, go to our website, radioliberty.com, scroll down to videos. Scroll down videos. Number one is Brotherhood of Darkness. If you stand watching me talk for 2 hours, the whole story is there. Understand nothing as it appears to be. There are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today. And if you haven't heard my talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, case for a satanic conspiracy, it's a new DVD, the case for a satanic conspiracy, population control, the covert agenda, DVD on the dangerous deception, where you'll actually see my interview with Norman Dodd, who headed the Reese Committee, which investigated the great tax exempt foundations and found that these great centers of capitalism were financing communism and socialism and Marxism in the United States and throughout the world. And nothing as it appears to be. Everything was done to suppress the findings of the Reese Committee. Couldn't let the American people understand. Everything is a mirage. We carry the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written by the Council of Rennie Warmser, the Council of the Reese Committee. The book was actively suppressed. I talked to the original publisher, and he eventually gave me the rights. I've kept that book in print for 20 years. Foundations, Their Power and Influence. You must understand the great tax exempt foundations, as with the whole CFR complex, has financed communism since its inception, and then Nazism, and now we're financing this terrorist movement, And there is no world terrorist movement. There are a few isolated terrorists out there. But Israel recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. Why? Well, if you don't release the terrorists, how are we going to have a war on terrorism? And the same thing is going on in America. And that's why we have to have all the surveillance of law-abiding citizens to combat terrorists, to protect us from the enemy that they've created. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8877, 1-800-544-8877.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general